ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज, रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स, ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा आर ऑल मीन टू कंट्रोल द सेंसेस एंड माइंड, बट इवन आफ्टर वन इज एबल टू कंट्रोल द सेंसेस एंड माइंड, इफ ही डज नॉट come to the point of meditation upon the Supreme Lord, all such activities are simply labor in frustration. Purport. One may argue that one may achieve the ultimate goal of life, realization of the super soul, by practicing the yoga system and ritualistic performances according to the Vedic principles, even without staunch devotion to the spiritual master. The actual fact, however, is that by practicing yoga, one must come to the platform of meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in scriptures, Dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yoginah. A person in meditation achieves the perfection of yoga practice when he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By various practices, one may come to the point of controlling the senses, but simply controlling the senses does not bring one to the substantial conclusion. However, by staunch faith in the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one not only controls the senses, but also realizes the Supreme Lord. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha guru, tasyaite kathita hi artha prakasante mahatmanah. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. It is further stated, Tasyeyam sarvabhutatma guru susrusaya and tarantihi agyo bhavarnavam. Simply by rendering service to the spiritual master, one crushes the ocean of nescience and returns home back to Godhead. Thus, he gradually sees the Supreme Lord face to face and enjoys life in association with the Lord. The ultimate goal of yoga is to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless this point is achieved, one's so-called yoga practice is simply labor without any benefit. ओम ज्ञानातिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशैलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेश तारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपीसह गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे षड्वर्ग सम्यमयिकान्तः सर्वा नियमचोदनः तदन्ता यदि नो योगान् आवयेहु समावः रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरिमनीज रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योग आर ऑल मीन टू कंट्रोल द सेंसेस एंड माइंड बट आफ्टर इवन आफ्टर वन इज एबल टू कंट्रोल द सेंसेस एंड माइंड इफ ही डज नॉट कम टू द पॉइंट ऑफ मेडिटेशन अपॉन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑल सच एक्टिविटीज आर सिंपली लेबर इन फ्रस्ट्रेशन So this chapter is instructions for civilized human beings. So ultimate instruction for the civilized human beings is always remember Krishna, never forgets him. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu vismartabhya na jatuchit sarva vidhi nisedhesu etayar evakinkara. There is these two principles that always remember Krishna and never forgets him. Just to attain this goal, we are following all other regulative principles and so many prohibitions given in Shastra. They are all servant to achieve this goal that always remember Krishna and never forgets him. And how to achieve that goal? The process is given here just by following the instruction of spiritual master. In 25th verse it is written, Etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusa hi anjasa jayet. All this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In this way, one can conquer the influence of the mode of nature. So every day we are also chanting this in Guru Vandana and prayer that one's life becomes successful when spiritual master gets satisfied, or that is the ultimate goal of a disciple to satisfy the spiritual master. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasada jasya prasadan nagati kutopi. There is no other way. Only the satisfaction of spiritual master can signify that the Lord is also satisfied. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, he came across Srirangam and the Ranganathji temple. And in front of the temple, one Brahman was every day used to read Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter. Actually, he was not properly pronouncing the Bhagavad Gita. He was reading Bhagavad Gita, but every day he will sit there, say, after taking bath in Kaveri. Then he will come and sit down in front of the temple. Then he will read Bhagavad Gita. But when he was reading Bhagavad Gita, he will be in complete ecstasy. And tears would flow from his eyes, and he would chant in emotion And all the people around, they were simply laughing at him. And they were just thinking this is a mad person. He did not know how to read Bhagavad Gita properly. He is not pronouncing properly. But still he is sitting and hours just reading Gita and just crying. But when Lord Chaitanya came, then he went to that particular Brahmana. And he embraced him. And he asked him, why you are crying? What you are doing here? We are seeing that you are even not properly pronouncing the Gita. You are reading slokas, but you are not properly pronouncing the Sanskrit verses. But I am seeing you are in ecstasy and you are crying. Your tears are flowing from your eyes. How it is happening? So the Brahmana replied, O Lord, it is the instruction of my spiritual master to read every day Bhagavad Gita. When he gave me initiation, then he instructed me, every day you must recite 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. You must read every day Bhagavad Gita. So just to follow the order of my spiritual master, I am trying my best every day to read this complete 18 chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Then Mahaprabhu told, that's okay, but why you are crying? Why? How tears are flowing from his eyes? How you are feeling so much ecstasy when you are reading? You are even, I understood that you are not even understanding the real meaning of the verses. Then he told, just close the Bhagavad Gita and then show Mahaprabhu the cover page. That Krishna is sitting as a charioteer. And he is driving the chariot of Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Then the Brahmana started crying again. He told, look at to my Lord, how he is a bhakta vatsal. He is a so much compassion for his devotees. And for his devotee Arjuna, he become even his servant. As a servant, he is following his order. He become a charioteer. So telling this, he again started crying. And so Lord Chaitanya told, actually, you have understood the real purport of Bhagavad Gita. You have studied, you have all the Vedic literatures. Your life is really successful because you have achieved the Krishna Prema. That is the goal of a life. And you are following the instruction of spiritual master so perfectly. So, that is the way how can one achieve the goal of life. By simply following strictly the orders of spiritual master, that is the goal, that one can achieve the goal. In other words, that's why a disciple should always feel himself as a full number one in front of spiritual master and try to follow his orders perfectly. Then he can achieve all success in life. In other hand, if a disciple feels proud and he thinks I know more than Guru, or I can independently achieve the Supreme Lord just by, in this verse is mentioned that by following the regulative principles, ritualistic ceremonies, austerities and practice of yoga, one might think that I can control my mind and senses and I can achieve destination of the Supreme Abode, or I can satisfy the Supreme Lord. But that is not possible. In another example, we see how the great devotee Madhavendra Puri, he was a great acharya in our sampradaya, and he has two disciples. One, there are many disciples, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described one incident about how one disciple, by following Ishwara Puri, by following strictly Madhavendra Puri and serving him, he makes his life successful. And another disciple, Ramachandra Puri, and by disobeying Madhavendra Puri and by considering his spiritual master as an ordinary person and just trying to advise him, he even neglected by the Supreme Lord. Madhavendra Puri was residing in Khirochara Gopinath temple, near Gopinath temple in Remuna, in his last days. And he was all the time remembering Krishna. He's chanting that famous verse. Ai Dina Dayar Danath He Mathura Nath Kada Avalakyase Hidayam Tada Loka Kataram Daita Brahmyati King Karo Myaham. O Lord, O Master of Mathura, O Dina Dayar Danath, O Lord of the Most Fallen, O merciful Lord, where shall I go and how can I get your appearance again, or how can I meet you again? My heart is getting broken. Like this he was lamenting because of separation from Krishna. He is remembering Krishna in Vipralamba Bhava. He is always lamenting and crying. He is not even in outward consciousness. He was all the time immersed in Krishna prem, thinking Krishna's pastimes, his name, and qualities and pastimes. And in this time, Ishwara Puri was serving him. He doing all the menial service because Madhavendra Puri was not even remembered who and he is out of the external consciousness. So when he was even forgetting that he has to eat or drink or even for his daily duties. He has no outward consciousness. That's why Ishwara Puri was staying with him and he was serving his spiritual master. He is taking care of him. And in this way, he was pleasing his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. In the same time, another disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Ramachandra Puri, after traveling many places, he came to Remuna. Then seeing that Madhavendra Puri is always crying and singing and is lamenting, he started thinks that this my spiritual master, maybe he is my spiritual master, but he is now out of order. He may be forgotten the ultimate goal of life. He is a sannyasi, he must be very grave. Why he is crying? What is doing? Then he went and he started advising Madhavendra Puri. You should meditate on Brahman. You should be very grave, silent, peaceful. Why you are crying? You are just like acting like a sentimentalist. So Madhavendra Puri told him, you are a useless guy. Simply get out from here. I don't want to see your face. If I leave my body up seeing your face, then I may not attend Krishna. Get out from here. I reject you today. I don't accept you as my disciple. In this way, he was rejected by Madhavendra Puri. Then Ramachandra Puri, still he did not feel anything that he did something wrong. Then he came to Puri, Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya was in Gambhira, in Kashi Mishra's house. Then he came and seeing Ramachandra Puri, Mahaprabhu considered him as one of his Sikhya Gurus because he was godbrother of Ishwara Puri. And he paid him obeisances and then he gave him proper place to stay, all these things. He arranged his foods. But the nature of Ramachandra Puri is always fault finding, to see something where is wrong, anything wrong is going on here. Then he will start blaspheming. So first he come, they ask to take prasad. Then he was, all devotees sitting. He said, no, I have to serve prasad. You all sit down. Then all devotees sit down. But everyone requesting, no, you are guest. We will serve you. You sit down. No, I want to serve. You sit down. He made everyone to sit down. Then he was started serving prasad. But he was putting so much prasads in one plate, about 2-3 people's prasadam. He was telling, no, don't put so much, we cannot eat. No, this is Mahaprasad, eat, put so much prasad. But devotees are out of fear that he should not leave Mahaprasadam their plate. So they with much difficulty they ate all Mahaprasad. When they were the Mahaprasad, they finished their eating, then Ramchandrapuri started chastising them. I heard the associates of A.C. Gauranga, his followers, they ate so much, and practically I saw you are sitting such one person eating about five people's prasadam. So how can you control yourself? How could you controlling your senses? You are like, then he chastised them and blasphemed them. Try to control your senses. How can you control your senses? Eat very little. Don't eat so much. Then he told so much to Vaishnavas, they are very humbly just meditating Krishna. So then next day he went to Mahaprabhu to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his place in Gambhira, in Kashi Mishra's house. Then he saw Mahaprabhu was pay him proper respect, everything, he gave him seat for seat. But he was thinking, what is wrong here? I have to find something wrong. But looking around, he did not find anything wrong. But he saw some ants are just walking inside of wall. He saw, why these ants are walking here? The ants is coming means there you must eating sweet. If there is no sweet, then ants will, why ants are coming? You are a sannyasi? And you are eating, the other day I saw how your followers are eating so much. Now I found that ants are here moving here. That means you are eating sweet also. Don't eat so much. And don't eat, your sannyasi, how can you will not set a perfect example how your followers will follow you. You eat very little and don't eat any sweets. Mahaprabhu, what can he say? Because he is a god brother of his spiritual master. So finally, after the chastisement of Ramchandrapuri, Mahaprabhu just gave up his eating to 1/4 whatever you eating before. He told Govinda, from today, you just bring half what you are bringing. I will take some prasad and maybe one person go to Haridas Thakur. So in this way, but finally it is described that because he was rejected by Madhavendrapuri, finally he was rejected by the Vaishnavas, he commit offenses to his guru, then he commit offenses to the Vaishnavas, then he commit finally offenses to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya himself. He commit offenses as it fit. In this way, his whole spiritual life was spoiled. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahat anugraha nigrehera sakhi dui jana ei dui haite sikhaila jagat jana. These two examples is set here. One is receive the mercy of a Mahat Purus, of his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri, he is Iswarupuri. Being a real disciple, he served his guru. And he did all the menial service in the time when he was passing away from this material world. And in time of his disappearance, Madhavendra Puri embraced Iswarupuri and he gave him this final blessing. And being very much pleased with Iswarupuri, he told, Krishna tomake hauka prema dhana. You may achieve pure love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Krishna. Because of that mercy of Iswarupuri, and that mercy of Madhavendra Puri to Iswarupuri, then even the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who accepted Iswarupuri as his spiritual master. Even the God, one can please Krishna by, that is an example how one can please Krishna by pleasing his spiritual master. Because Iswarupuri was able to please his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri, so the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also get pleased. Even he considered this Iswarupuri as his spiritual master. He accepted him as his spiritual master. And the other hand, because of this Ramchandra Puri, he was not following the instruction of his guru, and rather he was thinking he knows more than his guru, and he disobeys his order, and he rejected by his spiritual master, so his whole spiritual life was spoiled. So that's why it is also this many verses in previously also, 2-3 verses, and this Prabhupada is giving importance to this particular point, that this success in spiritual life is only depends upon the satisfaction of spiritual master. If spiritual master satisfies the disciple, then disciple can achieve all success in his life. There is no other way. That's why in this verse Prabhupada is quoting that verse, jasya deve para bhaktir jatha deve tatha guru tasya tahi kati tahi artha prakasante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Tasya, it is further stated, Sesi Radha Gukulananda Bhagavan ki jai. Further stated, tusyayam sarvabhutatma guru susrusaya taranti agyo bhavarnavam. Simply by rendering service to the spiritual master, one crosses the ocean of nescience and return home back to Godhead. Thus, he gradually sees the Supreme Lord face to face. So, this is the secret. How can one achieve success? That is the ultimate instruction for a civilized human being. In 8th verse of Upadesamrita, in Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami also mentioned what is the ultimate instruction. There are so many instructions in Shastras for us, but he told the essence of all instructions is tannam arupa charitadi sukirtananu smritya kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayet akhilam iti upadesa saram. This is essence of all instructions. Rupa Goswami says tannam arupa charita sukirtananu. One must chant and remember the holy name of the Lord, Tannama Rupa, meditate on his form, Charita, his pastimes, and he is engaged always chanting and remembering these things. Sukirtananu Smutya Kramena Rasana, how he should engage his tongue in chanting Lord's name, his pastimes, His form, his pastimes, everything. Then in mind, he always meditate also these things. In this way, he must engage his tongue and mind specifically in chanting and remembering the Lord. And how, but he should remain in Brajadham, in association of devotees, who are very dear to the Lord. Tat anuragi jananugami, he should follow the footprints of a pure devotee. A pure devotee shows the way how to satisfy the Lord. He gave the process of the bhakti or sadhana bhakti. He gave the process how to achieve that goal, the spontaneous love at the lotus feet of Lord. One must follow his footprints and stay in Braj and always chant and glorify the Lord and remember him. So that is the ultimate goal of life, or that is the ultimate instruction. And that this verse is also telling, one must meditate. After following all the instructions, all the rules and regulations, and apart from so many austerities, and he may be finally able to control his mind and senses, just like we see so many Brahmavadis, Mayavadis, they have full control over their senses. But their all effort is useless because they are not believing in the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a person. And they are not believing in his pastimes, his name, form, pastimes. They did not believe about this. That's why their whole effort is useless. If after controlling his senses and mind, If he does not come to the point of meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and remembering his pastimes, all such activities are simply labor of frustration. That's why Rupa Goswami is giving instruction that is the ultimate instruction, that one must always try to remember Krishna and never forgets him. Should stay in Braja in association of the devotees and try to serve the Vaishnavas and the Lord, and with the mercy of the Vaishnavas he can able to chant all the time the holy name and remember the Lord's pastimes. In this way one can make his life successful. In Parpad Prabhupada is there mentioning that how can one remember Krishna, the stage, first he will chant here and then he come to the stage of remembering. Prabhupada mentioned about Sravana Dasa, then Varana Dasa, then Smarana Dasa. Sravana Dasa, first he has to hear from the authorities, from the devotees about Krishna's pastimes. Then whatever he hear, he should chant them, do kirtan, Sravana kirtan, then he accept whatever given in Shastra as true and he meditate on these things. Then he come to the stage of remembering. And stage of remembering, there is 5 stages. Smriti, Dharana, Dhyan, Anusmriti and Samadhi. The Prabhupada mentioned 5 stages. How one in process of remembering Krishna. Smriti, in the beginning, when he hear about Krishna's pastimes and also he is hearing and chanting, and he is trying his best to remember, but there is some gap. Sometimes he remembering, sometimes in Krishna consciousness, sometimes in Maya. Sometimes remembering, sometimes forgetting. But if he'll try continuously in a humble mood, and he serve the Vaishnavas, he stay in association of Vaishnavas, then gradually he will progress in path of devotional service. Then Anusruti, he will come to little higher stage, then he will be able to constantly remember Krishna. Shruti, Dharana, Dhyan. Then he come to Dharana, that all he can continuously remember. When he come to that stage of continuously chanting and hearing Krishna and also trying his best to remember him, then he will qualify to meditate, Dhyan. Then he will be meditate on Krishna. Wherever he sit down, then he can meditate on Krishna's Janma, Karma and past. His birth and his activities and pastimes, his qualities, he can meditate on these things. This is not artificially, but when he chant and hear regularly, it automatically appear in his mind. When he sit down and meditate, then he could see the form of the Lord, his qualities, his pastimes, just like Goswamis. They were doing that. When Rupa Goswami or other Goswamis, they are chanting holy name and they are automatically they sing the pastimes of the Lord. They are manifesting to them. They say in automatic way. One artificially cannot come to this stage. When one continuously hear and chant, then try to remember, and same time he serve the Vaishnavas, then he come to the stage of meditation, Dhyan. He can meditate Supreme Personality's forms and pastimes, his qualities. Then he come to Anusmriti. In stage of Anusmriti, that is like is continuous, there is no break in between. He constantly could meditate on the different pastimes of the Krishna. There is no interruption. Finally he will attain the stage of Samadhi. He completely become unconscious about the external existence. He will meditate on Krishna. And he could say when he start chanting and doing his japa, then automatically he is meditating. All the pastimes and they are manifesting in front of him. Then gradually become unaware of the external existence. He will completely merge in Krishna's leelas, pastimes. So that is the success of life. That is the goal of life, that always remembering Krishna. That is the Goswamis we are doing. Like Rupa Goswami, or other Goswami, they are meditating on Krishna. He is and they are staying in Braja and also performing the devotional service in the association of devotees. But that's why Srila Prabhupada gave us this process, how to achieve that goal. That is the Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He mentioned about 64 items or 64 regularity principles. And after giving all this process, he told 5 of them is most important. And just staying in Braja, doing deity worship, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, serving Vaishnavas, and Nama Sankirtan. He gave these 5 process to achieve this goal of always remember Krishna and never forgets him. And keeping this in mind, Srila Prabhupada gave us this process in ISKCON, how to stay in Braja. So staying in Braja also means in staying in 84 cross, that means like 168 kilometer, miles in Braj Mandal. But this also means Mathura Bas means also the place where Krishna appeared. Mathura is so important because Krishna appeared there. So wherever Krishna appeared in his deity form, also Prabhupada established the temples and he installed the deities. So that atmosphere is also Mathura. That is, this temple atmosphere is Mathura. That is, Prabhupada gave us the Mathura Bas. Otherwise, many people in Mathura or Vrindavan residing, we see any practical in Vrindavan. So many devotees staying there, but their mind is not in Vrindavan. Their mind is in Western world. How to go Western world? How to go America? How to go Australia? How to come UK? How to make money? Then we return back and make our kutia. That is the first, but then they come back. Come, then Maya will trick them out. So that is not Mathura Vasa. One may be keep his body in Mathura, but if his mind is somewhere, then he is not Mathura Vasi. Rather, Prabhupada used to say, if someone is staying in New York or in London or in Sydney, anywhere, but he is always meditating Krishna's pastimes in Mathura, he is planning how to come to Mathura, how to come to Vrindavan, how to spend his Kartik in Vrindavan, how to do Brajamandal Parikrama, he is reading Krishna book every day regularly, then he is actually Mathura Vasi. So in this way Srila Prabhupada gave us Mathura Vasa, how to stay in Mathura, this and deity worship. In every temple we have deity worship. When we are chanting Mangala Arati prayer in front of deity, Pujari may be doing Arati, but in deity worship this is one important anga to chanting different prayers for pleasure of the Lord. Chanting prayers, this is also part of deity worship. Different. So we are chanting, and when we are for Lord's pleasure, this is we are taking part in deity worship. We are getting every day. Prabhupada gave us hearing Bhagavatam, regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is ample opportunity to serve Vaishnavas in ISKCON. You can serve Vaishnavas and Nam Sankirtan ultimately. In every function in ISKCON, there is Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, simply by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada with full faith, then we can also achieve success in our life. That's why we are every day chanting that Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Satma. The lotus feet of my spiritual master is the only way to attain perfection in life. There is no other way. So in this, two, three verses and continuously Srila Prabhupada giving a special focus on this point, that how can one achieve the goal of his life. That is the ultimate instruction for a civilized human beings to serve spiritual master, and by pleasing spiritual master, one can please Krishna. There is no other way. One cannot independently please Krishna. Or Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keva. That's why Narottam Das Thakur says there is not a single example in whole scriptures or in practice. We cannot see a single example that someone have achieved perfection in life without serving a Vaishnava. You have to serve Vaishnava. You have to serve Guru and get mercy from them. Then, with their mercy, we can achieve perfection very easily. Hare Krishna. So, any question?